the thought to be there for a little bit. If, for example, if it's real life and it means something to you and you're trying to stop it, all of a sudden you realize, oh, it's okay, this is meaningful to you, so it's fine. And then it really loses power.
Well, I think one of the ways that one uses that in the sense of having a, say, allowing, accepting, is to attenuate the tendency to react with ill will. Or that sense of ill will, aversion, and trying to, because so much of you know where we get into trouble with that is just it goes straight to vibhava tanha, that desire to not have, not be, shouldn't be this way, and so that's a direct route to suffering. It's this sort of, so then that quality of allowing isn't just kind of a permissive allowing of any random willy-nilly thought that comes in, but it's sort of recognizing there's something there, and just to try to get rid of it is not a skillful tool. So then being able to hold it in a way that one is able to establish mindfulness and clarity so that one is paying attention to how to understand, to see it clearly. And that's an important difference.